I'm doing okay, thank you.
Coach, what's the reaction among fans after so many years, so many different cities even, of the Cardinals not getting this far?
There's a lot of excitement in this city. You see it, you know, I haven't had a chance to get out in the public too much because we've been working straight through, but, you know, you just hear a lot about it. I think that even people that weren't Cardinal fans in the city have gotten excited about it because it's never happened here in Arizona, and it's been so long since it's happened, period.
It seems like some outsiders are surprised that you guys are where you are. Are you surprised that the Eagles are the team that you're playing?
No. I have great respect for the Eagles, and this goes back beyond just this year. You know, they're a playoff-tested team. That's, what is this, their fifth championship game in 10 years?
8 years, yep.
So, you know, I know from having played them a few times when I was in Pittsburgh, seeing them every preseason, knowing the coaches, knowing a lot of the players, what kind of team they have, and, you know, I'm certainly not surprised to see them in this game.
How well has Roderick Hood played for you guys as a safety?
At corner?
Yeah, corner.
He's done a good job. When we first got here last year, we didn't really have corners. We didn't have a lot of depth. We didn't have much competition, and Rod was one of our free agents. And I know we got him from Philadelphia, and he came to us with, you know, a lot of positive things that were said about him from his time there. So he started for us last year, made a number of big plays for us, and he's done a good job this year in what he's done. You know, we consider him to be one of our very good free agent signings that's really helped our program.
Well, your team leaders as well?
Especially with
playoff experience and all that?
Yeah, you know, he's done a good job because he's an experienced guy that's played a number of different positions of special teams and competed for a spot to be the corner and earned that. So he has a lot of respect.
Do you find any difference in guys like Rod who come into the league as undrafted free agents? Are they maybe like a little, I don't know, hungrier than guys who were picked, like in the, you know, especially in the high rounds?
Well, you know, I think it's really a case by case based on each individual. I mean, if you were to not know that Larry Fitzgerald was a high pick, you just as hungry as he is, the way he works, you know, you would think that he would maybe have been a free agent, but. So I think it's the individual themselves is what drives them. And, you know, certainly Rod has that competitive fire that burns, and that's why he's been successful.
You get any sense with Kurt moving forward, how much longer you think he'd like to play and how much longer the team would want him to keep playing?
You know, I don't have any sense from Kurt. You know, there's been a lot of things written or said about his future and what lies ahead, but we've been so focused on just trying, first of all, to win some games, and then once we got in the playoffs, you know, to win a playoff game, that's nothing that we've discussed as far as from our perspective. I think we've made it very clear that we'd like to have Kurt back, and, you know, that is certainly our intention to try to get that done.
Coach, Donovan talked today about how you guys are neighbors.
Yeah.
When's the last time you talked to Donovan?
You know, I saw him, I talked to him obviously at the game when we played, but I haven't talked to him since the game. I didn't want to talk to him after he beat us so badly.
What kind of a neighbor is he like?
He's a good neighbor. He's a good neighbor. He has he definitely outkicked his coverage as far as his wife goes, and you know, he's very friendly. He's been very, very kind to my wife and my daughter, and you know, he's had has seen them a number of times, and just a genuine, nice guy.
Was there ever any question in your mind the way your team finished the regular season after you clinched? It was kind of dicey there. Was there anything you did and any question that they'd be able to kind of put the performances together like they have?
Well, I'd seen our team at times this year play like the team that's been in the playoffs. We've played well in a number of games against Dallas, against Buffalo, against Miami earlier in the year. We played some good games against our division, and you can – I know everybody's going to say that the NFC West was bad, but, you know, so I had seen it at times. The thing that we lacked was consistency, and it was tough after we had clinched the division because we didn't play well. And, you know, we got beat by some pretty good teams in the Giants and the Eagles and the Patriots and the Vikings, but that didn't make it any easier. So, you know, I was concerned after we had lost the New England game that – we weren't going to be able to get it righted before the playoffs started. I knew we were going to have the playoff game, and you were concerned about the chemistry and just about our ability to focus. But after the New England game where we played in the snow and we just didn't play well, you know, we kind of got back. There was a little sense of urgency that came back with us that next week against Seattle because we knew if we didn't play well in that game that we weren't going to have a chance in the playoffs. And that's just carried over for us. You know, I think it's when the intensity of a playoff game, you know, it helps you focus as a team. And, you know, it came at a good time for us, and we've been able to do that the last 2 weeks.
From the point of view of your offense, though, how much of a difference was Edgerrin James getting him, making him, incorporating him as a part of his offense? I mean, not that you probably didn't do it, but it seemed like in the last couple of games he's really been a part of your offense.
Well, he showed up a little bit in the New England game on the snow on that field where none of our guys could stand up, and he looked pretty good. And then when we put him in against Seattle and he had 100 yards rushing, and he got a lot of the positive runs, the little chunks that we needed, you know, you could see that Edgerrin was, first of all, fresh, and second of all, you know, it appeared that he had a lot to prove because he always felt that he was a good back and that he could still do it.